You were just listening to Onerosh, Concerto for Violin and String Orchestra by my guest, Dariusz Przybylski. In our performance, you heard violinist Janusz Wawrowski along with the Oxo Chamber Orchestra conducted by Marek Mosz. Good morning. The time is 10:14 on Wednesday, October 22nd, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host for this program, Marvin Rosen. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Up until 11 o'clock, I am being joined by the young Polish organist and composer Dariusz Przybylski, who was born in 1984 and is here in the States for his first trip to the States. And He is here, and we are sharing some of his music with all of you this morning. Dariush, welcome back.
Welcome, welcome.
It's great again to have you here, and you are, as well as a composer with already a large catalog, you are also an organist. Now, which musical period do you actually specialize when you perform?
So I perform now almost only new music.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, because I work a lot with especially young composers of my generation. Right. From the whole world, I have to say. I premiered more than 40 pieces for organ or organ and other instruments.
And these are all composers who were approximately your age then,
Yes,
even younger.
Yeah, even younger, yes. But it's a very nice work because I can see new possibilities for organ. Mm-hmm. Because almost all composers are not organists. So they can show me new resolutions and new colors of the organ.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah, interesting. This would be actually an incredible volume to be able to be out to the public of all these new composers and new works. Really wonderful. It's wonderful work you're doing with that. We need to hear more new music, and that's my big thing. Is everybody who listens to this program knows we have to support our living composers, and what you're doing is wonderful. Now, you commission these works yourself, right? Or mostly, or do these commissions? Or
yes, it was for some composition projects. Mm-hmm. The most were for Warsaw Autumn Festival. Mm. Our youth circle of Polish Composers Union concerts.
Right.
So it was a good opportunity to work with composers right. and show them this beautiful instrument because normally they don't know. It's a little complicated at the beginning, I have to say, organ. But if they spend a little time with the instrument, then they can do really
a lot of wonderful things.
Yes,
with it.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned Warsaw Autumn, which was, I guess, a very good introduction to where we're going next. Very good. I don't know if you did that on purpose. We're going to go now to a performance of a work that you are performing, and this was composed for you.
Yes, it was composed for me. I premiered it in 2006 at the Warsaw Autumn Festival.
Well, we're going to hear this composition. It's called In Brevi, and it's by Michał Ossowski. Would you like to say a brief thing, a word about the organ and the work itself, just a moment or two?
Yes, so this recording was made in one of the biggest churches in Warsaw, All Saints Church, on a very nice three manual organ. I think this recording is very nice. I like this recording. So.
Great. Well, we're going to hear it now. Yeah. We listen now to music by Michał Ossowski. This is In Brevi, and our organist is our guest, Dariusz Przybylski. You were listening to music of Polish composer Michał Ossowski, who was born in 1984. You were just listening to his In Brevi, as performed by my guest, Dariusz Przybylski. Well, Dariusz, welcome back.
Hello.
You seem to be enjoying this.
Yes, it's very nice to be here in the radio. Yes.
Yeah, you seem to be having fun, and I'm delighted to see that. Just share with us briefly how your work as an improviser has influenced your music.
So I have to say improvisation is an important part of my music work. I started as a teenager for organ improvisation, and it took me for composition, because first of all I played something and then I could write it. So yes, I think it's normal for composers to start from improvisation and go to composition. Okay. So for example, yesterday I performed concert in Blessed Sacrament Church in New York, and there was also one improvisation. So it's very fresh for organ recital, I think, every time.
Yes, absolutely. We'll talk more about some of these concerts you just did a little bit later on. If any of you want to learn more about my guest, Dariusz Przybylski, you can go to his website. And to make it easy, there will be a link directly to his website on the playlist for today's show on my website. The address of my website is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. And you'll also be able to listen to the MP3 audio sound files for today's entire program there as well. Well, Dariusz, let us go now to your output. Are there any types of genres you enjoy writing in more than others? In other words, do you prefer writing for orchestra more than choir, for example? What do you enjoy writing the most? Is there any?
So this is a very difficult question, because, you know, I need contrast in my life. So when I compose for orchestra, after this I need to do small break. So it's good to work with smaller material. That's why it's difficult to say what I like. Every piece is a new world for me, so I have to think from beginning when I sit to the paper or computer when I compose.
What do you use? Do you use both?
Yes, both, but mostly I work on computer now, because it's not a technically problem to me to put the notes very quickly.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Well, we're going to go now to a new release of yours. This is a 2-CD set that was recently released on the Dukes label from Poland, featuring your choral music, and there is a Passion for 12 Voices, a very big piece. Why don't you take over, Dariusz, and tell the audience about this new recording?
Yes, so this recording was made by solist and ensemble Phoenix 16, vocal ensemble from Berlin, which conductor is Timo Kreuzer. And I have to say it was a funny story about this, because Timo found my music on YouTube. Oh. And he contacted me. We met in Frankfurt, and he said that he would like to work with me. And I started to work with this excellent ensemble 2 years ago. And the effect was incredible, because they commissioned a very big piece, about 90 minutes, Passion after St. John.
Right.
And they performed this piece about 8 times.
Wow.
Till now, yeah.
Interesting, because I know the music, the choral writing is extremely powerful and expressive. It's a kind of work which really you know, it's really, you will react to it. You can't go without noticing it. Were these performances in a big church?
Different places, also big churches, but also philharmonies in Poland. We had concerts also.
Yeah, I would imagine in a church this would be absolutely
incredible.
Yes,
churches is the best place, I think, for especially for this sacred music.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear now a work from this brand new 2-CD set. This is the Miserere. Say something a little more specific about that piece.
Yes, this piece was composed in 2008 for other Polish ensemble from Warsaw. But here we will listen recording by Phoenix 16. And this piece is kind of big arc. You will listen this form, I think, very clearly.
Yeah. Well, music by my guest, Dariusz Przybylski. You were just listening to music by my guest, Dariusz Przybylski. Dariusz, what were we listening to?
It was Miserere for 12 voices from 2008, performed by solist and ensemble Phoenix 16 under direction by Timo Kreuzer.
Very good. You did that very well.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, Dariusz has been here in New York for his first time, actually, and there have been three concerts which he's been involved with, centered on his music as well as his performances on the organ. Tell us briefly about these concerts that you just presented.
So I came for invitation by Menes College of Music, mm-hmm. and it was also organized by Polish Foundation Maestro Foundation. I had three concerts. The first was on the last Friday in Menes. It was my chamber music concert performed by students and invited guests. Then on Sunday I had concert in the Presbyterian Church, mm-hmm. and yesterday was my organ recital where I played only Polish contemporary music.
Yeah, it was a great concert. I saw that. I wish I could have been there. I saw people by like Bukaszewski and
I think the most important composers which composed for organ, because not all the composers have pieces. Mm-hmm. So I played Górecki, Łukaszewski, Kilar. Mm-hmm. And my improvisation, and Marian Sawa also.
Oh, yeah, with the organ music, he's one
yes,
of the big ones.
Very important organ composer in mm-hmm. Poland. Yes.
Let me ask you this, Dariusz. How was it working with students? Here, and when you're here in your first trip to America, how was it working with American students? On
yes, so it was very nice for me because we composers and musicians, we are lucky because our language is so international that we can speak in this language in every place on the earth. So it was very new. Something for me to listen how they prepared the pieces.
Did they come out exactly as you had planned?
Yes. We had also two
rehearsals.
We had two rehearsals, so we could also work on the pieces. But all was prepared very well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, what's coming up for you in the future? I know you have a new record label that's coming and some other things. Why don't you share a little bit about those?
Yes, so about this record label, it's Requiem Records. It's a label from Warsaw where I will lead the new series. The name will be Opus Series. It will be devoted especially for new contemporary music. So we are planning now to issue four new CDs at the beginning of 2015. And I am sure that I will send to you these CDs. Yeah. And my other plans.
Yeah, what else are you doing now?
Sure. Yes, so other plans. I have commission for a big opera for Warsaw Chamber Opera.
Oh, wow.
House. It will be based on Orpheus Mythos. Mm-hmm. I work very closely with opera director Margo Zalite from Latvia. Mm-hmm. We did my last opera at the Deutsche Oper Berlin. Mm-hmm. So we could work there together and know each other very well. So now the next working process will be going good, I think.
Sounds good. Sounds very exciting that you have. And you are a professor too, right?
Yes, I am teaching.
Share with us a little bit about what you're teaching.
Yes, I am teaching different subjects for composition students, instrumentation and new composition techniques. And also from this year, I will teach a new subject, which mm-hmm. was made, I can say, especially for me.
Yeah.
It is composition for organists.
Oh.
because we have so big history of organ composers.
Right.
Organists which were also composers, so the department for organ would like to do also this special right. subject for them. Yeah.
So that's, yeah, that's good, because I mean, this is kind of a follow-through of the commissions you do and the compositions that others write for you.
Yes,
you know.
And it's nice to share what I know about composition to my friends who are performing organ music.
Right, right, right. Well, let's go now to something unmusical. Maybe it is musical for you.
Yeah.
One thing I find interesting to ask my guests, and I've done it for years, is when you are at home doing other things, what do you enjoy doing when you are not composing or practicing or what have you? Other things not related to music.
Not related to music. So when I was younger, I played a lot of tennis.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's the best sport. I love
right.
this sport.
Right.
Because it's very clear and I am responsible for what I do and
right.
I am independent. I don't like group sports, for example, because
okay.
you are dependent from other people. So composer should be also independent, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's why, yes, tennis is my free time
right,
sport.
Right, right,
yes,
right.
And also other stuff. I like a lot
yeah.
of reading books,
right.
movies.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
Like normal relaxed time.
Yeah, which I have a feeling is rare. You know,
yes, it's right, because it's a lot of work. Yes, but time for relaxing is also very important, you know, in work.
Right,
without
right.
this,
yeah.
I couldn't
sure,
compose.
Sure,
yeah.
sure. Well, let's go now. Before we're going to hear one more selection, in fact, we're going to sign off with this, a selection from your disc on the Duke's label. Now, they have a wonderful series supporting young composers, people like yourself. Tell us about this series that your work is on.
Yes, so this series was possible because of the engagement by Professor Krzysztof Penderecki and his European Center for Music. In 2010, we had, you know, anniversary of Chopin.
Yes.
And the whole world also. And in this occasion, the European Center for Music of Krzysztof Penderecki produced 13 CDs with music by 13 young composers.
Right. Right.
And one of these CDs is my CD.
Yeah.
Yes, we had this program was from 2007 till 10, and it was a big opportunity to us to present our music on different concerts, to meet people from Philharmonies in Poland. It was important.
I think before we talk about briefly the final work we're going to sign off with, just say a brief word about your Graf pieces. You've written some music for Graf,
yes,
and more avant-garde things. And
yes, but it
don't
it
be bashful.
Was,
no,
it is not so important in my work.
Yeah.
But yes, I composed some graphic pieces. It's very connected with improvisation.
Mm,
so, yes, so I think instead of very detailed notation, it's possible to use graphic notation and then everybody can read it how they feel. Yeah.
Well, before we do our final sign off piece, I just want to let you all know that the detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. You have been listening to Classical Discoveries with your host, Marvin Rosen. And for the last hour plus, I have been joined by the very young, gifted Polish organist and composer, Dariusz Przybylski, who was born in 1984. Dariusz, why don't you say a brief word about your orchestral piece number two, which is what we're going to sign off with.
This piece I composed in 2010. It's a short piece for orchestra, about 11 minutes. And it is not programming music, so yeah. I wanted to try some colors in orchestra.
Yes, you'll be able to hear that when you listen to this. Well, we listen to this composition now. We sign off. Dariusz, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much for invitation.
It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And we are going to sign off with this composition, the orchestral piece number two, dating from 2009. In our performance, Krzysztof Słowiński conducts the Polska Orchestra, the Polish Symphony Orchestra, Juventus. Music by my guest, Dariusz Przybylski. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will be back on next Wednesday. I'll be back next Wednesday at 5:30 for another edition of Classical Discoveries. All the best to you all, and thank you so much for joining me.